Welcome to Ed Show number 135. The Ed Show giving you the latest information for IT professionals and the behind the scenes pass inside of Microsoft. And of course, my focus today is on DevOps. If you would like to know more about the news from Microsoft in DevOps, you can go to aka.ms/DevOps News. One of the news items that we had recently was around Application Insights. So stay tuned right now for an interview with an Application Insights PM. All right, we are continuing on here with the Ed Show, and today we are going to talk about a pretty important concept for IT folks that are out there, which is monitoring, availability monitoring, performance monitoring, quite a big topic in this DevOps world and space. And so I'm joined by Raul. Thanks for coming on the show.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, what's your role at Microsoft?
So I'm part of the product management team in Application Insights, and I look after all the customer engagement and product communications and overall product messaging as a whole.
Okay, great. Well, I know not too long ago we had some new announcements or changes in the Application Insights space, more specifically around that monitoring kind of arena. So what are some of the big things that are different now or new in the team?
So last time you might have heard Application Insights was part of the Visual Studio Online portal. So starting, I think, mid last year, we made a transition to move to the new Azure Preview Portal. And that's where most of our, or I would say all of our investments are. We are adding, like every sprint or so, every 2-3 weeks, we are adding new and new features. So the things that you will see there is we support now a huge number of like platforms and different languages. We have a suite of usage, application, and availability and performance monitoring that you can get a 360-degree correlated view in that same single portal. So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, definitely. So I know, you know, kind of in the past, you know, we did an episode on availability monitoring where you go into VSO and you enable that functionality. We also had kind of that separate notion of an agent with the Microsoft Management Agent that would be the kind of application performance monitoring gathering space, right? Mm. So now what does that structure look like?
So when we were talking about the Visual Studio Online world, we used to have this MMA agent, but that had as part of the ops person, it used to take a significant amount of time to get that installed, get that started, and so on. Now we have invested in a tool which we call Status Monitor. That's a similar agent that you install as part of your server, and that's a single-click Web PI installation. And not only just performance counters and requests and basic performance monitoring, now that collects almost everything, I would say almost everything as in 80-90% of what you would want as part of your application. So you get your dependencies, you get requests, you get some basic usage data, infrastructure, perf counters, and all those things just as part of a simple one-click installation.
Okay, so the things that are here on the slide, items 1 through 5, you know, items 1, you have outside in, which is kind of that availability monitoring.
Yes.
Right? But you get also, it sounds like, all these other things just from that agent, which is new, right?
Yes.
So the user behavior and whatnot.
Yes. So if you just install our agent based on the requests that the server is capturing, you can get some basic usage data, like how many active users do you have, how many people came to your web application on that particular day, some simple environment metrics like operating system, location, and so on. Now, if you want some more advanced usage data, some custom events and scenarios, for that we have another workflow. You can add Application Insights SDK as part of your project through Visual Studio, and you can get all these additional stuff as well. But if you don't want to touch your code, if you don't want to redeploy your application, just install Status Monitor and you get almost everything for free.
Okay, sounds good. Well, I would love to see it in action.
Sure.
So can you maybe snap to a demo and show Status Monitor and what that looks like?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what we have here is Azure virtual machine that we have, and it has a couple of web applications running. One is a web PI application, and one is an MVC application that we have created through Visual Studio and deployed to this Azure VM. So let's see, without touching the code, how you can instrument these applications and get some good performance monitoring data out of it. So let me open that Azure VM, which I have already RDP'd to, and the only thing I'll have to do here is go to the Web PI installer, and there is status monitor just right there on the home page. If you're not getting that, you can just search for application insights and you'll get this tool. So we are just going to add that, and it will install on our agent. So this is going on. So it's installing, downloading the latest packages and installing it here. So one thing interesting here is now I am right within the VM and I am installing this agent, and like this will capture all the applications, all the web applications that are there on my VM. So I don't have to manually like browse to some like what all different applications that I have and pick and choose and add there. So this is designed in a way that it will automatically capture those and give you an option that if you want to add application inside. It's there. So let's see, this has been installed. I'll just open that. So I'm opening status monitor, which we just installed on our VM. And it asks me to sign into my Azure account. So let me quickly do that. So we have just logged into the status monitor, and now a couple of things that you see here. On the left-hand side, it has captured like whatever web applications I had been running on this particular VM. So as I told, I have a MVC and a web API running, which it has captured. Now by default, it has not enabled App Insights for any of them. So and as an option, now I can click on the particular application that I want to instrument and come here on the right hand side. It asks me where do I want to send telemetry to. I can choose an existing resource, or I can just create a new resource for the time being and just add application insights, and that's what I have to do to get my application instrumented. No touching the code, no redeploying of the application.
Okay, so if we wanted to maybe do this without having to do all this RDP, mm-hmm. What options might we have there?
Okay. So let's have a look at the Azure portal where the VM is running. So if you do not want to RDP to your Azure VM and install the status monitor manually, what we have also integrated is Application Insights is now an extension as part of the Azure VM. So if you go to the overview blade for the VM, there is a section called Application Monitoring. You can click on that section and you can choose Application Insights there. And that basically asks you which particular resource you want to send data to. So for example, the VM that we have is AI Pro. I can choose the AI Pro Application Insights resource, click OK, and it will automatically instrument that entire VM for me. The only caveat here is if you have 5, 10, 15, any number of applications as part of the VM, Application Insights will be instrumented on all of them. Now, if you want to opt out a particular application, so for only in those cases, you will have to probably RDP to that VM and open the status monitor and just deselect that particular app.
Okay, and maybe perhaps in the future, you know, with VM extensions, there'd be mm-hmm. a way with PowerShell to do
definitely.
Things.
Yeah. So okay. If you have hundreds of VMs running, you okay. would just have a simple PowerShell script to automate that.
Okay, great, yeah. Excellent.
One exciting thing, however, is we just talked about virtual machines today. So even if you have an Azure website, we have the same workflow. Application Insights is an extension, and you can just instrument it just on the Azure portal and be done with it. So you get the same availability, performance, and all the other usage details.
Okay. So that basically will install Status Monitor then on the Azure website when you check the box.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so far we've kind of talked about the status monitor side of the house mm-hmm. here, and really I'm guessing that's more for folks who don't want to touch the code, right?
Yes.
So maybe the IT or the ops guy who's like, hey, I want to start getting data. I don't want to bother my dev guys right mm-hmm. now. And so let me just get this agent on my box to get mm-hmm. that data. What's the other option, right? And so that, because mm-hmm. that you said covers probably that 80 to maybe 90% case of gathering all this data. Mm-hmm. What else is the other option?
So, as we said in the beginning, the things that probably you do not get with the status monitor approach is custom instrumentation, for which you need definitely the APIs,
yeah.
and some side of the client-side monitoring, like if you want to figure out the number of page views, what buttons people were clicking on, or some things like that. For that, you'll need to instrument your client-side as part of the JavaScript or as part of the SDK. So for that, what we recommend is if you're using Visual Studio, this is just a demo application.
Sure.
You have an ASP.NET MVC application. You can right-click on the Solution Explorer, and then there is a button there, Add Application Insights Telemetry. Again, it's a one-click installation. You click on it, it will download the NuGet packages, mm-hmm. auto-configure your application, install the SDK and everything. So, and now when you redeploy your application to all the VMs and wherever the application is running, the in-proc agent will be installed as part of that.
Okay.
So the status monitor is an out-of-proc agent, and here you have an in-proc agent. So one interesting thing here is, if you are directly going from this workflow, so if you talk to your developer, you're working on the next version, and you're directly starting from a new project and install the SDK, you get all the performance monitoring stuff and all the usage stuff directly from the SDK. So in those cases, you would still need to install status monitor if you want some out-of-proc data like dependency counters, perf counters, and those advanced telemetry items. So
really, I mean, if you want 100%, you still need both. You can't rely just on the code.
Yes.
You would need the agent as well.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So let's one simple exercise. Let's see. So this is one web application that we had been running for quite some time mm-hmm. now, and it has been recently facing some kind of problem. So let's see if you have an application fully instrumented with App Insights, how it can help you detect issues and get the right context to possibly solve those problems.
Absolutely. You know, one of the big things, especially if you're operating in a DevOps world, is if you're the frontline ops guy, you know, having ability to quickly detect, is this a infrastructure problem or is it a code problem, mm-hmm. fairly quickly is a big deal.
Yes.
So what do we got here? Now we've done all this magic goodness
yes.
to get it in there.
So for this application, we did that exact same process. We just added the SDK mm-hmm. and installed the status monitor on the Azure
okay.
VM. The only difference is we had been running this for quite some time to what's happening here. So on the overview page for an App Insights component, you get various charts. So for example, you have application health, which talks about what was your request time, what was the processing time on the client side, what was the server response time. You get some patterns or trends across your request rate. You also get to see how many failed requests you had been getting in that particular time period. And yes, time period you can change, you can customize to whatever time you want. So we today enable you to get data for the past 30 days, and you can customize on an hour, 4 hours, 7 days, that kind of basis.
And that is done where? Where would you customize
So
that
you can click on the time range button in the top and choose the time range that
okay.
you select, and all the charts on that page will automatically
okay.
adhere to that. So some of the other things that we have, we talked about availability in the beginning. So this is our availability chart. So you can create web tests based on URL pings. Like you can just do a URL ping on your website and see if it's running or not. Or you can also add Visual Studio multi-step web tests. Just install that web test file and it will run from mm-hmm. you. So we have, I think, 16 global locations right now. And every 5 minutes or so, it runs that test and gives you a near real-time alert, right?
So we had more about that on the availability
yes.
monitoring piece. It's now just in the new portal
yes.
Using the global service monitor kind of back end around the world.
Yes.
So, yep.
So this is where you see you get most of the value in order of detecting issues and solving those problems. So would want to drill a bit deeper into this. So you see there are server exceptions, browser exceptions, dependency failures, and failed requests. So server exceptions are essentially something went wrong on the server, it was not able to service that particular request. It might be on the client's, some issues might be on the client side, some issues might be just the request failed for some reason. There might be dependency issues, like if your code connected to SQL, Azure Blob Storage, HTTP endpoint, and something went wrong there, we will capture it here. So let's see an example here. So I'm seeing two dependency failures in the like recent past, and I want to figure out what's going wrong so that I can correct them. So when I click on it, I open a blade called Metrics Explorer that is designed to give you more context, more data in the workflow, and like basically help you drill down to the right root cause. So I'm seeing a couple of data points here that there was this one particular SQL dependency failure, and I got two of them, and there were two kinds of failed requests that the system is capturing. There is a GET request which is failing, which is my majority case, and there is a POST request which is failing. So I guess the POST one is the one where the dependency issue is occurring the most. I will want to click on it and get more details. So I come to the diagnostic search after clicking there, and this is essentially a collection of whatever data points and telemetry items that your application is collecting, shown on a timeline basis, and you can filter and like face it based on the various metrics that we are collecting. So I would want to click on a particular instance of that failed request so that I can figure out in that session what was exactly happening wrong. So I just click on more details for that failed request, and I can see that there was a 500 error code when I was doing this particular request. It gives me the full URL where there was something going wrong, and it tells me that there was this exception here. It gives me all the calls to remote dependencies, and the last one failed for some reason, which I would want to figure out. And then there are these various related items. So I can see for this particular user session, what all telemetry we collected. So sometimes it might be important to know that what a user was doing when he or she hit that issue. So this gives you that entire session context that you can use to repro that particular problem. So one of the ideas here would be now to figure out what the exception was so that you can fix it. So I click on an exception and try to get more context on what's happening wrong. So I get all the call stack with inner exceptions and everything, and I can see the details. So one of the interesting things I see there is there was a insert statement conflict, probably means that the database might not have right permissions. And now I know at least where to go next and have a look at.
Yeah.
So these are some of the cases how application insights can help you in near real time to solve those problems. So even before a majority of your customers are impacted, you see an alert right there on your screen and can fix it before something really bad happens.
Yeah, and in an ideal world, you would have identical environments across your different phases, and mm-hmm. you would probably light this up in earlier phases with
yes.
some automated testing to gather this data.
Exactly.
Before it hits a customer issue. So what about code line type stuff? So we've given mm-hmm. a SQL call. Does it drill down to there's a performance problem with, you know, a specific line of code in the app
so
itself?
So let's see another example for that. So there is this particular request that is failing, GET request employees. So I would want to drill down deeper into that on what's happening here. Let me open an instance for that failed request. And then there is a similar exception happening here. This tells me it's on the reports URL. And when I click on this exception, it's a null reference exception. And the thing it gives me is, in this particular file, this is the particular method that's going wrong. It is in this particular file, employees.cshtml, and this is the line number of the code that's at default. So if I have access to the code, I can just open the code at this line, and I would know that there is a null reference exception going on, and have the details that I need to go and fix that.
Okay, that's very cool. So me putting on my ops hat here, I think about shortening the cycle back into the feed loop by things like alerts and even the ability to file bugs perhaps back into mm-hmm. the source code. What do we have in that space?
So in terms of bugs, right now we have that as part of our backlog. We have not integrated that in the new Azure portal. So that's something that we have been hearing from customers and would be having something around that pretty soon. But one thing you talked about alerts, and that is something very interesting that I really would want to show you right now. Because that's something that in an operations field, that's very important how you are tracking that. So one of the alerts we just saw, we could create from availability test, like a test is failing, you generate an alert. Another category is threshold-based alerts. So you can create alerts based on the various metrics that your application has. For example, CPU percentage, network, memory, or maybe send me an email every time there is a dependency failure, or every time the request rate increases by more than 5,000 per second. So these kind of thresholds you can define, you can choose which metric you want to create an alert on. And I think this is one of the key things that I would say, and like you don't have to stay up every night and monitor how the application is going. You can rest easy, wait for the email if something goes wrong, and drill down right in when there is a problem.
All right, thanks so much. This is really cool. I'm excited for trying this out more. And you know, folks who have comments, feel free to comment below on this post. If you have technical questions, we'd love to hear from you. Thanks.
Sure. Glad to be here. And would appreciate if you guys have any feedback on these scenarios. Please visit our User Voice forum. And thanks for hearing.
Thanks for watching this episode of The Edge Show. If you would like to interact with the team and perhaps learn about certain topics from inside of Microsoft, feel free to tweet us at TN Edge or contact us on Facebook at Channel 9 Edge Show. And also, if you want to hear about the DevOps news in the past month, again, that's aka.ms/DevOps news. Stay tuned next week for another great episode of The Edge Show. Thanks.